MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Let's recap. Hot boy and hotter friend looking to treat that ass right. Saw your ass and have been meaning to steer away from girls. With my chiseled physique, girls have been missing out. After seeing your hot pic, now all I can think about is bending you over and slapping that ass till it's red. I usually have this buddy and we love to tear up ass. It looks really yummy. My friend's unit is the size of a Buick and it runs twice as hard. I want to fill you up with my hot man goo till you are crying semen.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Hello, and thank you for choosing Hippo Juice.
What about the Hippo Juice show?
What about the Hippo Juice people?
Let me get back to you a couple of minutes.
I never even heard of this. Hippo Juice.
He's a douchebag and Royce.
I want to see the Hippo Juice email.
I love listening to Hippo Juice.
Hey, it's Patrice O'Neal, and you motherfuckers are listening to Hippo Juice.
I'm a producer, motherfucker. I got
there's
shit.
There's always so much in my mind, so whenever I'm having sex with somebody, it usually takes me a while to come.
Oh my god. There's a video. Back away.
I'm hearing you paralyzed. That's why I'm laughing so hard.
Hippo Juice, nigga.
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Or you could do hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter. We will be keeping an eye on that today. Today is August 28th, 2013. We are live in the More Like Radio studios and all over the country.
So. You missed it. Dutch and I were having a wave-off contest.
Hey, how about you, I think you I turn muted? There you go.
Mute what?
Talking to Ryan.
Oh.
What?
What?
Ryan, mute it. You're doubling it back is. On me. Mute the hangout.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is. It's totally muted.
It is now, stupid.
No, it was the whole time. You just your ears weren't on the right setting.
Anywho.
Sounds like his ears were on the right setting by Ryan's stupid giggle.
I'm just
sorry. Right.
I'm just
jumpy takeoff.
I'm just skipping. I'm so sick of Skype.
See, the problem is this microphone, this webcam only has one view, and that's 89,000 times zoomed in. So I'm sitting like in another room right now, and it still won't get my whole face.
Yeah, I can see your pores, dude.
It doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like any kind of webcam that someone would want to buy, Ryan.
That's short for web camera.
Well, because since Ryan's really lazy and he wouldn't have bought it on his own because he's had many chances to buy a webcam.
I've only had a year, Royce. You can't just buy them anywhere.
You can get them at 7-Eleven. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, 7-Eleven may be popular in South Florida, but they don't exist anywhere else.
7-Eleven, America, Racetrack, wherever it is in fucking Blacklanta.
Hey, like Royce, you going to jump on? You want me to invite
yeah,
you?
Yeah, invite me one more time. I'll hop on. Anyway, so at the beginning of the show, the previous thing on, you heard that we did last week Ryan's casual Craigslist casual encounters.
Wait, what do you
casual call? Sex counters.
Whatever they're called.
Casual sex counters. I like that name better.
We're encountering sex.
Yes, and apparently he...
Apparently your mic is not muted.
He did receive a couple email. Well, one email back, right?
Yeah, we sent an email to two people. There was the man looking to have sex with a man.
Okay.
And then there was a tranny looking to have sex with a man. The tranny responded.
Oh, no.
Well, what did the tranny... remind us what we said to the tranny first, and then tell us what tranny responded with.
That's perfect. Right now, I'm logging into superbone69 at live.com.
Okay, well, it's good that you have priorities.
I forgot. I forgot that amazing email.
Which is our electronic mail.
Okay.
Let me log into superbone69 at live.com.
I like
69 is a sexual position.
And I also
say that man sounds like he has two penises.
Yes. Well, there are two peni involved.
No, like two peni on one man.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he's looking for.
Kind of the point, yeah.
I think you have to call it peners instead of peni. It's called peners. Two peners.
Okay, so there's a handful of peners in this situation. Okay.
That's a Mexican with two penises.
Okay. So...
Wouldn't that just be normal?
No. You guys are spewing facts that are, I mean, I'm like 70% sure they're not true.
Not the Uber facts.
So this gentleman likes to dress up as a woman and he likes two men to
F
him in his A.
Don't we all?
No, yeah. I mean, who doesn't? Typical.
Who doesn't?
So what we did was we sent a reply, each of us giving one sentence at a time. Okay. And the reply we gave was as follows. I don't know if you want some sexy music for this, some wacky music, or we could just do it dry. We'll do it raw. We'll raw dog it. Mm. That's fine. Dutch had any sense, he'd be playing ODB's Baby I Like It Raw. That would fit two
categories. I was going to play Marvin Gaye, but...
So anyway, I'm just going to clear my voice for an unusually long amount of time. So maybe Dutch gets the music. Hey, my voice is clear. Saw your ad,
and then he just vomits on the microphone.
Saw your ad and have been meaning to steer away from girls. With my chiseled physique, girls have been missing out.
They have.
After seeing your hot pic, now all I can think about is bending you over and slapping that ass till it's red. Ass full of $2 signs. We're gentlemen.
Good.
I usually have this buddy, and we love to tear up ass. And yours looks really yummy. My friend's unit is the size of a Buick, and it runs twice as hard. I want to fill you up with my hot man goo so you are crying my semen. If you know what's right, you will call me and let me hit that ass pussy right.
Ass pussy.
954-573-2780.
I like it. I like ass pussy.
So that's what we sent out, and we sent this out August 21st, 8:54 p.m., and he responded August 21st, roughly 4 minutes later.
Wow.
Whoa. You know what? Hold on. Before you read this response from the Cishi, I think that he seems what's the correct term? Animal?
Them?
Animal? Seems
she,
a little.
I believe.
Shim is a little desperate. It's a were. So is a little desperate because in 4 minutes, make the guy wait. Sorry, Ryan. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So during this bit, do I call you Ryan or Superbone 69?
Superbone 69.
Yeah, Ryan's my slave.
CB69.
Name.
Superbone.
Okay. So he responded, sexy, am now back home in Atlanta, but am always in FLL area.
Woo!
Would love to have you and your friend tag team my pussy.
Ass
got
pussy.
Got more pics?
John, do you have more pics?
John,
I don't know if I have any more pics. I don't have any more masks.
Okay, hold on. So,
By the way, I wish that was the first time I've heard him say that, but it's not. It's just so not.
Can I just say I'm scared?
you should be scared.
I'm frightened.
And
by the way, for
you,
the new listeners, can we explain the other female voice on the show?
Oh, yeah, that's John Sanzari. He is from...
No.
What?
Oh, the other one. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, that one.
This is Leah, and she's my current boo or beau.
Current,
what do you say?
To current, because it obviously ain't lasting forever.
Yes, my current boo.
I think it's called boo boo. I think that's what
we
they call
don't
it.
Believe in forever around here.
Well, we probably believe. Because you're looking at me respond to gay naked men. That may be somewhat of a deterrent, but trust me.
I knew that from the beginning. It's okay.
That's how I met her.
Yeah, focus, Super Bone.
Because really, I'm a guy.
Okay, so anyway, I'll tell you why she's scared, because we saw this email when it came in. I didn't want to read it, and I didn't want to see the attached picture, because I wanted to save the reaction.
Lord knows I did.
I'm looking at it now, and I realize the attachment is not a picture, but it is, and I'm just going to read it. My computer gives me the option to download fuckingme1.mov.
Now, here's the problem, though, Ryan. Now that you're going to have like three duplicates, you know, it's going to be like parentheses one, parentheses two, parentheses three, because you have the same file name so many times.
So you guys know how to log into this email. Log into
Kenny
it.
Log in.
So here's what you should do is log into it on your phone. Because if it is like a movie that'll play like a QuickTime type movie or whatever.
Oh,
it'll
wait,
play your phone without giving a virus on
wait,
that.
Wait, Dutch. Didn't you figure out a way to play your screen?
I doubt it's a virus.
No, there's no virus. The thing is that I want you guys to – there's no virus. I've already seen it 9 times. No, there's no virus to it. Hotmail cleared it. I won't be able to show the video and you won't be able to hear the audio from my end.
Okay, send the video to me. I'll just play it. How are you going to forward it to me?
Or just log into the email, boys.
Well,
just can you just send the file right now, like through Skype?
But then it's going to go to me. This is going I'd be worried about a virus. I'd be more worried about seeing an ass that looks like a pussy.
Yeah, the only virus I'm worried about is the HIV one with this guy.
All right. Because I'll log in. It's not a big deal. What is it, Superbone 69?
Don't pretend you don't know.
No, is it really? I haven't logged in yet. Superbone69
at live.com.
Oh, at live. Okay, at live.
And it's the password we always use, capitalized first letter.
I got it.
The
I got it.
Okay.
Yes, the one with three numerals.
Well,
why
don't
you send us before we went on the show?
I got it. It's not a big deal. I already pulled it up.
Okay.
Got it.
So if you're on Google Hangout, we should all be able to enjoy this video.
Which one? I'm assuming it's the one with the attachment. How do you download? Oh, my God. I don't want to do this. This is scary.
What are you afraid of?
I don't know.
Full screen it, Royce. Come on. I want to see some nice
man. Can you give me a second? I'm downloading it. Apparently. I'm downloading it. It's taking a while because apparently this ass pussy needs to be in 1080p. And I feel
do you think the other guy that we sent a reply to
we could only hope
on our bullshit?
We could only hope. Hold on a second. Okay.
Either that or maybe he just wants to see pictures sent to him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
What if he wants to meet up? What if this goes so far and he wants to meet up?
I'm hoping it does make it to the point where we want to meet up.
And then what are you gonna do?
Then I'm gonna meet him and have sex with him.
For money.
just for the show. Just for a joke.
It's research. It's fine.
All right. Oh wait, but here's the thing. If I play this, everybody's gonna see it and we're gonna get banned from YouTube.
Okay. Why would we get banned from YouTube?
And Ustream. Because I'm looking at what it is. And I know.
Can you post in the chat room and then we can all just follow along?
It's not a YouTube video. It's just some MOV file.
I know. When I uploaded it to my video player, so I thought everyone could see it. But then now I'm realizing before I play it what this video is actually of. And I don't feel really comfortable. I don't care.
Okay, fine.
How about this? Don't let everybody else see it. Just let us see it. I don't know if you have the ability to do that. That way they can at least hear our reaction.
Let me download it.
I can. I mean, I guess I could stop the broadcast. I don't know how to do it.
No. I don't know how you would do that.
You don't stop a train when it's going on the tracks there, Royce.
If I play this.
Apparently this guy doesn't stop train either. It's going on his ass. All right.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I got the video ready.
Somebody just throw it in the Dropbox and we can all follow along.
Marie, put it in the Dropbox and share the link. Okay, just do that. Right.
It's easier. Oh, boy.
Marie's going to take care of it because I just don't want... I've been working really hard with these videos, and I don't want my thing to get banned because I'm showing an ass pussy.
Okay, if the listeners really want to see it, do we want to make Kevin just do some more work before you upload this or what?
No, because I'm going over Ustream now, too. Look, everything's in good standing, and I kind of like to keep things... Look, this guy's ass pussy in no way is going to ruin my YouTube standing. Okay?
I'm not going to... This is a long video. It's 50 seconds long. So, Royce, just say go, and we'll all hit play, and we'll all laugh.
I don't want to do this.
Okay, I'm going to count down.
Does everybody have it? Dutch, you have it?
I have
it. Wait, hold on a second.
John's downloading on a 56K.
Oh, boy.
It's going to take
a while. I'm kidding. I got a cable modem.
Cable modem back first.
John's already seen it four times.
You don't know that.
I reheard the show from last week like eight times, and my favorite part was Dutch complaining about the videos that no one asked them to watch.
He just kept watching
gay videos.
Ew! Ew!
Oh, the eighth one's even worse than the seventh one.
All right.
The show finished an hour ago, right. Dutch.
Did you get the link, Marie?
I'm saving it.
I guess I'm glad I don't see anything.
I'm saving it to Dutch Productions, guys. I don't think that's shared among.
Just copy the link and post it in the chat so everyone can see it, because I want everyone to see Download Fucking Me 1, which implies that there's a Download Fucking Me 2 and 3.
There's a sequel, possibly a trilogy.
Dude, right. If this dude knew what was happening with his video right now, this is awful.
Is this cyberbullying?
Is everybody? It's actually a good thing that we're not playing this over the air.
Is everybody ready to press?
For legal reasons.
Is everyone
somebody
ready?
Could get in trouble.
Yeah. Is everyone ready to press play? No, there's no faces, so it's fine. One.
It hasn't come up on my end
two,
yet, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, you guys ready?
I haven't seen it either. You got to put it in the chat. I can't see anything.
All right. Here we go.
Ready? Just count down, Royce. 3, 2, 1. Count it down.
All right. One. Two. Three. Go.
Thank God.
Wow, that sexy underwear she's wearing.
Can I guess the sound?
It's so bad. I don't like any of this anymore.
I don't think
is that?
Dutch?
Wait,
that's a sexy girl. I mean, I know it's a girl because look at the clothes.
Wait, so the guy the heishi? Wait, we're talking to the heishi, right?
Yes. So this is a dude.
Look, there you go. Ryan,
right.
Look at the corner of Ryan's face. So you can see a little bit of ass.
Oh, I have to move away. Oh,
God.
I got about
like
to.
Oh, I'm so happy he uses the balls. I just saw
it's, the balls. Oh, the balls and the ass.
It's like 9/11, but worse.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad he uses a condom.
I closed it.
God.
I could only do the show so aroused. I closed it.
Jesus Christ.
It's
what the fuck? That's a deep dark asshole.
Oh my God, that was sexy. I mean, what?
What?
I didn't mind what? The ass.
John,
slapping.
Have you watched it yet?
Let me just delete this from computer.
Well, I just saw that you just posted it, so I'm gonna click on it.
I don't mind.
Scared now.
I didn't mind the first part, but the last part when he slows down to show you what's going on.
I don't care. I saw it already.
That part was
if it wasn't for the gay sex,
Morgan,
the video's not that bad.
Can you have Morgan Freeman this fucking thing? I don't care.
You know what? Okay.
What I don't understand is if they're gay, why is the other one dressing up like a girl?
Because some people like to party. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Because he's a man trapped inside a woman's body.
Yeah,
that means he's straight, gay, straight.
And
gay.
Apparently, he has a man trapped inside his asshole. Right, guys? High five! High five for everybody. No, just me. Okay. Anywho,
I'm just a man in a man's asshole.
Now, how often do we want to do this Ryan's Casual Encounters? Because I really, really like it. Should we reply back to this guy? Because I feel
how
like
about
we should.
Yeah, we have to. Let's not
tell
kill
him that his asshole's too black.
You have to reply about the video.
Yeah, we have to reply about the video.
Because
he's going to be
Dutch,
so sore.
Dutch, I know what you're saying.
Sore.
I see what you did.
I know what you're saying, Dutch, but imagine if you took all that time and put together that lovely video for me, and then I didn't reply to it. You'd be heartbroken.
That would hurt your feelings.
You want to hurt
I don't know if he put it together. I think it was just the last time he got fucked in the asshole.
First off,
he had it saved on his computer.
No, this isn't like Star Wars. Just because it's labeled one doesn't mean it was the first one. It could have been like the trilogy where there's a prequel. So, you know, it's Anakin. It's like Star Wars, but with like a lot more ass fucking.
Butt slam!
Like a lot more than I'm comfortable
what
with.
Okay.
So we are going to respond in our normal fashion.
I hope. Glad.
We'll respond in our normal fashion. Everybody gets one sentence, and everybody gets one in a sentence.
Okay.
Because we want to say, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. That's fine. So I went first and John went first last week. So who wants to start it off?
I think Dutch should go first.
Royce or Marie?
I think Dutch should go first.
All right, Dutch, let us respond. And I'll remind you what his message said. Sexy, am now back home in Atlanta, but am always in Fort Lauderdale area. Would love, love spelled L-U-V, to have you and your friend tag team my pussy. Not no picks, three spaces, and then a question mark.
Okay.
All right, Dutch, go.
All right, we'll start out with OMG, all capital.
Okay.
That man pussy has my mule dripping.
Has my mule dripping. Would you care to end it there, or are you going to use an and?
I'm going to go ahead and end it there. I think
wow, classy. Dutch is classy. He's,
You know.
He doesn't overwhelm the chicks. He says one text, good night text, and that's it. He doesn't overwhelm them. No,
I don't
wink.
Say good night, I love you.
He doesn't winky
so
face
much.
It.
I
yeah.
just say night.
Night, yeah, exactly. And sometimes, like, Dutch is so baller that he'll just reply K. And the bitch is like, can't even say okay. Does he like me? Fucking messes with her mind. Sorry. Who's next?
Is the guy that responded to your email the one that's taking it in the butt?
Yes.
Yes, the one in women's clothing taking it in the ass. So that's who we're responding
God, this
to.
God, the plot is so easy to follow. Jeez.
Okay. We didn't read the cliff notes. All right. John, go second.
I want to go second. All right.
Well, okay.
Dude, wait. Wait. What happened again?
John, you're going second. We started with right. OMG, that man pussy has my mule dripping. Okay. John?
All right. However, if we ever meet up in the FLL area, you're going to have to do something with your asshole. I don't like dating or having sex with black people, and your butthole reminds me of the ethnic groups that I distaste.
Wow.
I like it.
This is gonna go real bad.
Do we need to proofread it?
I don't like the inherent racism.
I'm enjoying the fact that John's rejecting him.
I know because you.
I'm not really rejecting.
I like how it starts out with "I am so hot," and then all of a sudden, I don't like the fact
minorities
that
are bad.
Black guys. It's like what?
No. But I'm giving an ultimatum. If he wants to meet, he's got to wash his asshole. I'm talking about bleach it, make it squeaky clean.
Okay, then say that and don't say you hate black people.
Put some makeup on.
Okay, hold on, and let me tell you everything I got because
put
you
a bird on
it fast. However, if we ever meet in the FLL area, you're going to have to do something about that ass pussy. I don't like black people. And that's as far as I got.
In other ethnic groups that he dislikes.
I know. I couldn't keep up. Sorry.
That's because you were genuine and that was coming out.
Like, I definitely didn't say ass pussy. I just said asshole.
Oh, okay. My God. Sorry. Okay. Do something about that asshole. What was next?
God damn, it was such gold. Something about that asshole.
Okay, if we ever meet up in the FLL area, you are gonna have to do something about that asshole because
I don't like black people.
Because it was just so like I'm not racist, but I don't dine on black swine.
And just real quick, guys.
It's confusing.
I
understand he's not black.
Real quick, guys. I think now.
I know, but I'm just saying that the guy's asshole was really black.
Real quick, guys. I just want to.
See the lighting.
I want to interrupt with just our ad break here. It's just to remind you guys that we're doing today's Martin Luther King's birthday, and we're doing a walk for charity. And wanted to remind you guys to go out there and really give to the.
Wait a minute. Are we having this ad break because you think I'm being racist?
No, I mean,
I'm so confused.
It just coincided that I needed to do it.
I'm on like the fifth time around on this video.
I'm trying to promote hygiene.
John, I've watched this video like five times already now. I do not see how black you're suggesting this
whole
is.
By the way, race is the 12th. The worst thing wrong with this video.
It's like you're not even getting what we're doing. You're like going into like black guys fucking white dude.
This is turning into a very serious.
It has nothing to do with the bit.
Dutch, maybe his entire life before and after he converted to whatever man beast he is now.
Man beast. Altered beast.
He never really knew how to
power up
his ass properly.
But it's
okay.
We can't do any addendum.
So Marie, you have to follow up. However, if we ever meet up in the FLL area, you're gonna have to do something about that asshole because parentheses. I'm not racist. End parentheses. But I don't dine on black swine. So Marie,
go ahead.
That's David.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It doesn't make sense.
I'll go if you want.
I do, however, appreciate the shaven scrotum.
Appreciate the shaven scrotum.
And I would love to rip into the rest of those tights.
Rip into the rest of those tights?
Yeah, he's wearing torn tights.
I don't know. I don't wear them anymore. So I forgot how to spell it.
Is that what you call them, tights?
Well, stockings. Like they could be fishnet stockings.
Fishnet stockings.
Okay. Oh, can't change it now. Royce or Dutch?
I was first.
Okay, so Dutch.
Royce or damn you? It.
Royce, me, or Leah? Who do you want to go?
It's your bit, man. You call it.
Okay, fine. I'll go. Okay. OMG, that pussy has my mule dripping. However, if we ever meet up in the FLL area, you're going to have to do something about that asshole because I'm not racist, but I don't dine on black swine. I do, however, appreciate the shaven scrotum, and I would love to rip into the rest of those tights. All right. Looking at that man ass has me so boned up, I am typing with one hand because the other one is on my penis, parentheses, in case it was too subtle. Okay.
Okay, so far.
All right. Oh, my God. That's
is it my turn?
Leah, you could go second to last, and Royce could wrap it up.
I'll wrap it up.
No, okay. I want to go last.
Okay. Who wants? You want to go last, Royce? Or?
Yeah, let me go last. Let me go last.
Okay. Leah?
Okay.
We'll recap.
Go ahead. Yeah, give a recap.
I would also like to glue beady eyes, one to each ass cheek.
Like to glue beady eyes, one to each ass cheek.
Does she mean
would you like to
eyes?
Say why?
No, it's like a face.
Or do you want to end it there?
Just leave it there.
Just end it there. All right. Theater of the mind. Royce?
It's about the bouncing pupil.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yes. Follow that up.
So basically what she's saying is she wants to fuck a Muppet.
Can I have a recap?
Well, exactly.
Well, his balls would end up being a really hilarious nose.
I was going to say glue it over the, you know, his wiener, but...
Can I have a recap?
Girl.
Yes. You can get a recap. OMG, that man pussy has my mule dripping. However, if we ever meet up in the FLL area, you're going to have to do something about that asshole because I'm not racist, but I don't dine on black swine. I do, however, appreciate the shaven scrotum, and I would love to rip into the rest of those tights. Looking at that man ass has me so boned up, I'm typing with one hand because the other one is on my penis in case that was too subtle. I would also like to glue beady eyes, one to each ass cheek.
My turn?
Yep.
Okay. Nah, girl. Spell it G-U-R-L.
Uh-huh.
Nah, girl. You know I be playing. I want to get in that like Teddy Riley from Blackstreet. No diggity.
No doubt.
And end it right there. Oh. No diggity. And then word to your mother.
No diggity. Period. Signed. Hyphen. Word to your mother.
And then yours in Christ.
Okay.
You can't keep adding.
I wonder what his mother thinks about his lifestyle change.
You keep adding. That's it. Okay.
Can we read it back? Marie, sorry. Go ahead. You're saying?
I would just like to say that because we had no call to action at the end of this sentence, we are just going to continuously sext each other until God knows how long, because you know we're not going to back down.
Yeah, until right.
I'm sure he's going to think this person is totally and utterly a lunatic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're lunatic. We are lunatic. You just saw this thing's ass pussy.
What if
you saw this ass pussy?
It's a we in this person.
Can I just give a quick synopsis of this whole thing?
Please do, sir. I'd love to hear it.
Starts out with a guy who's horned up and excited about the video. Then it goes into a racial diatribe of, oh, I hope you didn't get this thing pulverized with the butthole. Then it goes into, Marie, what did you say again?
I do, however, appreciate the shaven scrotum, and I would love to rip into the rest of the sides.
Into a polite, I appreciate your grooming technique. Into, I'm into cartoon sex. Into black guy.
Yeah, that's why we do this.
All right, so I think
I
we got
a picture.
Like, do you think we have a shot with him?
Because
I think we.
Great. I think anybody has a shot with him.
Her, I'm getting turned on.
Everyone is.
I'm turned on because I've been watching him getting fucked in the ass for the last 20 minutes. I'm sorry, I have it on repeat. I wanted to.
Shits pancakes.
She wants to fuck you in the ass. It's not my fault. I just happened to notice that I was noticing something new every time it came around again. I was like, oh, I didn't notice that was happening in the background.
That's the Ryan's Craigslist casual encounters for the week. I don't want to spend another hour.
Send.
But thank you.
All right.
Message like, sent. It wasn't until round three that I could actually see his balls resting underneath the asshole.
Damn
it, like,
now
oh,
I gotta watch
are.
It again.
You see, everyone's gotta watch it again.
Not everyone has to see the ball resting.
So he couldn't afford the operation? He still has his man
it's
pieces?
It's not afford, it takes time. I mean, not that I've looked into it, but I'm
assuming... Oh, my ball!
I'm assuming it takes time, you know? I mean...
And you can also kind of, like...
No, it tastes like man balls.
He really did just cut a hole in the back of the fishnet stockings because you could see the beginning of the stockings underneath his smushed balls that are smushing up against the bed.
All right.
I may have watched it too many times.
By the way, I like Domino's comment on the beady eyes on the ass cheek. He wrote, LOL, make his asshole look like a Mr. Potato.
Yeah.
Nice.
A shocked Mr. Potato.
Right. Yes. Let's move on to the first video, guys.
Okay, so what's the first video?
Well, if you give me a second, I'll play it. If you're not a
play it now.
I'm trying.
Wait. You just give up now. Lamar Odom is
right now. The reality star husband of Khloe Kardashian is reportedly holed up in a hotel room battling a drug problem, leading many to wonder if he's been leading a double life now for a few years. ABC's John Mueller has the story.
On the court, Lamar Odom is a 6'10" basketball pro, a two-time NBA champion. Off the court, he's a star of reality TV.
Yeah. Off his the court, he's still 6'10 and plays in the NBA. It doesn't matter where he's standing. He's always 6'10.
He's the same height, no matter where he is.
Khloe Kardashian on display for millions on their hit show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I don't like the fact that Khloe Kardashian is taller than Lamar Odom.
Yeah, I don't like the fact Lamar Odom had to wear heels at his own wedding.
Height is me.
I don't like the fact that she's the size of King Kong.
She really
she's
is.
Not.
I don't like the fact
I've
that
seen them in
I don't
person.
Like the fact.
You really? What? Now, when you saw her, was she on top of the Empire State Building with a girl in her hand?
Well, practically, but that's beside the point.
ESPN
look,
is reporting
the other
Odom
two are midgies, okay? She's like normal height.
I wouldn't. No.
Yeah.
No, she's not. It might be a midget because she's short. But fucking Kim Kardashian looks like some sort of overcooked muffin.
With the Kardashians. But this morning, ESPN muffin. Is reporting Odom is holed up in a Los Angeles hotel room dealing with an alleged drug addiction.
This is something that Khloe has been keeping a secret from her family, and she recently came clean, and they're really trying to help Lamar.
Several news outlets, including TMZ and People, suggest Odom has been leading a double life, allegedly hiding a drug problem for 2 years, even while playing in the NBA. Odom has also been dogged by seemingly daily tabloid headlines accusing him of cheating on Kardashian. This morning, TMZ reports Kardashian threw the 33-year-old NBA star out of their house after he rejected an attempt at intervention.
Khloe was recently snapped.
Let me get this straight. A 33-year-old rich black male athlete is doing drugs and cheating on his wife who does reality TV.
Yes.
So this new story is where in this?
Well, what the story is, shut up.
At the gym, not wearing her wedding ring. And that first.
Oh my God. She was at the gym not wearing her wedding ring, guys.
I don't take my engagement ring most of the time because I'm freaking out that I'm going to mess it up. Yeah, you
by the way, I don't like Carlos, whatever his name is, trying to be black with how dark he is.
Wait, who?
The guy who just said that statement, Carlos, whatever his name was, Gonzaga.
I don't know.
The darkest Cuban
Gonzaga
of all time.
Gonzaga sounds like a monster from Lord of the Rings.
Actually, a UFC fighter. Well, fine. You guys aren't into that. Then we'll move into New Jersey.
To politics now, and a new decision from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie that could signal a White House run in 2016. An opponent of gay marriage, he signed a law yesterday banning therapy that tries to turn gay teenagers into
straight. Okay, you see, because it's because he's fat, isn't it?
It's fat. That's why I played that.
Wonder if he's been leading a
great, and you made me mess it up. I'm in the wrong story now.
Politics now, and series of moves where he tried to stake out a middle ground on a very controversial issue. ABC's Gio Benitez is here with more on this story, and good morning to you, Gio.
Gio Benitez sounds like a car somebody would drive in Mexico. Yeah, no, I have a new Gio Benitez.
Morning to you, Lara. Some conservatives may call Christie a traitor to the right. Pundits suggest courting a fight on this issue may be part of his plan to show he's a Republican.
I hate everything about this guy talking
right now. Why? He's telling his story.
Face, his voice, everything about him I hate.
You don't like that he's...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You look more like him anyway.
Let's go at the same time.
Okay, right, fine.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, you was very much a voice. I don't use your point. What's that time?
Government in a Democratic state. This morning, fresh outrage from voices on the right opposing Governor Christie's decision to ban so-called gay conversion.
Why does he dress like
he
that?
He looks like Dr. Robotnik.
I was going to make the same reference. I was going to say
Dr. Eggman.
Sonic should be chasing him.
Conversion therapy for minors in New Jersey.
The American Psychological Association has said gay conversion therapy can lead to mental health issues. Well, so can pornography, so can TV.
Christie cited concerns that the practice...
Oh my God, Rush Limbaugh, can you stop being such a fucking idiot all the time?
No.
God damn it. Russ. He's so stupid. No, but
such
I know.
Idiot. He's great.
Could be harmful to children, leading to depression or suicide. Aides say Christie was reluctant to sign a law telling parents what to do, but that he also doesn't endorse the therapy.
Chris Christie understands something very important in politics. 2013 comes before 2016.
No, that's not politics. It's math. It's just math.
I was going to say, no, those are how numbers work.
Yeah, it's not really politics.
What? Whoa. I want to hear what his point is and if that sentence ever made sense.
You know, right?
Did he really
he
just say
it?
That?
Here I go.
He looks like a giant Keebler elf.
No, he ate the Keebler elves.
That he also doesn't endorse the therapy.
Chris Christie understands that something very important in politics. 2013 comes before 2016. He has to win re-election in very blue New Jersey before he can even...
Why is New Jersey so sad, guys?
Okay.
Somebody should give it a flower if it's so blue.
He looks like a kid wearing, like, his dad's suit.
You're right. He really does.
I'm going to post
I don't think he wants to share his cookie or biscuit or whatever the fuck that is he's eating.
I think
based off the background, it looks like after they finish filming him, they're going to finish taking the portrait at Sears.
All right, that last like profile picture that Marie just posted, he looks like Otho from Beetlejuice.
He really does. He looks like he should be in Demolition Man saying "Be well."
I just pulled up a professional head to toe photo of him. You can tell he paid good money for it, and one. The bottom half of the photo is blacked out to a point where you really can only see from the waist up.
He really looks like a Jedi hologram of fucking Chris Christie.
His tie is like all askew.
Yeah.
And like his pants look like they're sausage casings.
He's so fat, his tie is getting blown to the side somehow.
God, is that thing.
The decision, seen by some as part of the governor's political tightrope act, while Chris...
He really shouldn't be in any tightropes.
He does
really
not support gay
marriage. That is the gayest thing I've ever seen.
No. Look at that lovely couple. Look at that. Look at this picture here. Jesus
fucking Christ.
That looks
like Flava Flav's mom.
And who's the black girl?
Well, at least they're both hot. Oh, can you imagine the hot scissoring they're doing?
At least they're both hot.
Yeah, that's a woman on the left.
What do you mean, right? The black one looks like Booker T.
Well, you don't like her hat?
What color are you, nigga?
You don't like she's wearing her fat Dora?
I love how the white girl thinks she's Native American.
The right, yeah, she
has, for you, nigga.
She has a dream catcher on her arms. Is that why her arms are so fat? It's filled with dreams? It's always fat good. Dreams.
And who gets married in their glasses?
Well, that's what bothers you. Not this woman that looks like she's going to prom in Overtown.
I can't see anything that you guys are looking at right now.
Well, then you should sign in. Yeah. And
she looks
hang
like,
out with us.
She looks like
that's how you sound.
She looks like
that's how I sound.
She looks like Lou Bega getting married.
She does look Lou Bega-ish.
Okay, sorry. Let's play the rest.
Marriage.
My view and my position is,
I love cake. I am pro cake.
He's going the opposite way in New Jersey. He's banning sugary drinks that are under 16 ounces.
Fuck you, Bloomberg.
That marriage.
I want a silo size of Pepsi.
One man and one woman.
He did say this.
Two cups.
In a 2011 CNN interview.
I don't know how this.
Really, CNN is doing that bad that they can't afford something better than a chalkboard.
His Ryan, understand it's New Jersey. His office is actually shared with a gymnasium.
I've always believed that people are born with the predisposition to be homosexual, and so I think if someone is born that way,
like that Lady Gaga song,
it's very difficult to say then that that's a sin.
And remember what he said about President Obama in 2011?
He be the realest nigga.
You see what they're already doing? Can I just point something out real quick?
What?
Please do.
It is 4 years away to the next election, or maybe three and a half at this point. And they're already, the liberal media is already trashing the next candidate for the Republican Party, even way before he even starts to make his run.
He's so fat, guys.
You know,
look, by the way, in that, were you pause the video? Look at that woman to his left. She's looking at him like, oh, I don't care for anything he says.
Look at her cancer hair. Oh, she's the worst.
You know, Royce is making fun of him for being fat, which is the easiest thing in the world because he's super fat. But I still am really impressed at how a guy that fat got into politics, because it's distracting how goddamn fat he is. I can't listen to a single policy.
It's true.
And just look at his front butt.
He's a good talker, though.
No, he is. But
I don't know what he says, though, because look at how big his bottom half is.
It's true.
Look at that. Lover blind.
Listen, coming from a fat guy, I'll say there's different fats, but he's silly fat. Like, you know, he's like
cartoon fat.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, thank you, cartoon fat.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Royce, you're like strong fat.
Yeah. But he's silly fat. Like
exponentially fatter as he goes down.
Right. Yes. He's opposite. That's what's weird about him. He's not.
He's a waterfall.
The top of his body doesn't match the bottom of. You know what I'm saying?
He is like, Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah. Exactly. He looks like he looks like normal on top, but like Slimer body on the bottom.
So right. I
would say that Royce would be Bluto, and yes, he is Wimpy.
He's so like his looks are so distracting. I don't know how anyone got past that. How do people vote for him?
Yeah, fat guy, a little coat.
If his policies rule, why wouldn't you go with it?
No, I understand what Marie is saying though. Look, if his policies are good, you're right. But her point is, in this day and age, it's not like an old man. In this day and age, like with everything's about how you look. It's surprising, especially in New Jersey, that he got elected. You know what I mean?
Especially New Jersey. Because you know how fat that goddamn state is?
No, because he didn't pay attention to the GTL rule.
Oh, he did not. He doesn't care.
He doesn't care about GTL at all.
All those people who say that I'm Italian. I'm Italian in New Jersey. You know, have you ever watched a soccer match? Italians all look like models.
They do.
They're all like tall and thin and handsome and wear scarves. They don't walk around in like windbreakers with like bolognese, with salami under each arm. So I don't know what they think Italians look like.
Walking around with members only jackets and a Yankees hat. You're right. They're not.
Yeah, and they just have like giant smoked meats under their armpits that they're bringing home
and
to their grandma.
And the striped pants of like their favorite football team.
Yeah, you're right. Well, but this, like, once again, there's American Italians and then Italian Italians. That's
what I just love the fact that I just love the fact that Ryan's watching soccer matches with hot Italian men in them.
He didn't tell you he was.
Well, here's the thing. I don't really care for soccer as much as I care for hot men. Italian men.
We
established this at the beginning of the conversation. That's how we met.
Good point. I missed that.
Yeah, Dutch. Read a book.
Yeah.
All
right. Next story, guys, before
there
break.
There are a few tinkerers in history who really understood that a good tool is...
Okay, first off, you don't laugh.
Let's acknowledge he
said tinkers.
I knew it.
Let's point that out first.
You know what?
Anybody here ever had Tinker Toys?
Just forget that.
Oh, yeah.
Just we turn tonight to that story. Kiss scene across
the
globe.
By the way,
the
biggest choking hazard ever for children.
Okay, this is a sexy / awesome story, Dutch, so you're going to like it.
Okay.
We turn tonight to that kiss seen across the globe this evening. Two women,
two
lovers
who
just won a real...
Sure. Remember in Ren and Stimpy, the horse character?
Yes, he looks like the horse. I know.
That's that dude.
He looks exactly like the horse character. No, from Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, sir. Yeah.
Somebody pull up a picture and put it in the chat.
No, sir. No, sir. I don't like it.
No, sir. I don't like it. Yeah, the guy trying to buy rubber nipples from the sales door-to-door salesman. That's what he looks like, that horse. Somebody pull up a picture. Put it side by side.
Let me see if I got
long-faced freak.
Let me see if I can find his name. Hold on.
We turn tonight to that kiss seen across the globe this evening. Two women, two runners who had just won a relay in Russia, where authorities are cracking down on gays before the Olympics. They then kissed. Here's ABC's Gio Benitez.
I hate how he liked it.
It's the kiss scene around the world. Two female Russian sprinters.
Okay, that's fucking sexy. Right there. Two female Russian sprinters fucking kissing.
They miss each other's mouths.
Well,
yeah, I know. What a weird kiss. That's the weirdest kiss I've ever seen.
Yeah, because they're tired because they just ran.
And they both have their eyes open and they're not feeling it at all.
She don't got her eyes open. The one on the right, trying to be sweet, and the other one just yanking her.
Yeah, the one on the right definitely wanted to do it. The one on the left was just like forced to do it because her eyes are open and she's looking around.
I think what happened was is that the one on the left yanked the one on the right over, realized she missed the kiss, opened her eyes for half a second.
There's a better kiss.
Okay.
Look at the chat. Look at the chat. Marie just posted it. There's a much better kiss. How's that kiss? Is that more of what you're looking for?
Yeah. Well, that's the exact same kiss.
No, it's not.
So then what about the other one? Is she upset that she has to get sloppy seconds?
Okay, if that's not the exact same kiss, then they both are terrible. Like, kissing upper...
It's a different kiss.
I just posted another one where they're obviously wearing different things.
There you go.
They're still kissing. They're terrible kissers.
All right, let me play it.
Look at all these
people. How kissing works.
It looks like the one on the left was just like, testosterone and wine. Get him here.
Get your bottom mouth.
Let's do this already.
It's the kiss scene around the world. Two female Russian sprinters kissing after winning a women's relay. Then again at the podium, accepting a gold medal at the World Championships in Moscow. Was it in protest of Russia's anti-gay law banning so-called...
Yeah, no, seriously. Russia's fucking retarded.
Good for fucking them, man.
Gay propaganda. Russian officials reportedly said it was just a celebratory kiss.
Kissing is awesome.
Dude, one of them fucking kissed her fucking knickers, man.
What do you want? You want porn kissing in the middle of the Olympics?
No, I want them to reach their mouths.
I mean,
what if they've got a nasty camel toe?
In the same area. I don't want them one going high and one going low every single time.
Wow, look at all those camel toes, John. Yeah, Good eye, John.
But not only that, the third one to the right, she like whizzed herself because there's like a big like pee stain on her leg.
It's probably sweat, man. They were running.
You keep telling it that
they piss themselves a lot.
I hope they
maybe the competition was to have a deep camel toe
squirt.
Then she would have won.
That is like, wow, those are super camel toes, huh?
That is a lot of camel toe.
Are you enjoying, Ryan?
The first one looks like she's gonna be on her father's farm for the rest of her life.
I thought you like Russian girls.
I don't like Russian camel toe either.
No, these Russians are more like Rocky bad guy Russians, like in a lab. They're not fucking sexy stripper Russians.
In that picture in the chat room right now, if you look to the one all the way at the right, like that looks like an old man, like some sort of old wizard who's making potions.
She really does. All the way to the left looks like she's gonna she is so like out of the loop, man. I feel so bad for her. She looks like an ogre.
Yeah, the one all the way on the right has like Johnny Depp cheekbones. Look at that.
Jeez.
I feel bad for her.
All right,
ever want to go to Russia.
No one wants to go to Russia.
Lee said,
once a year hits above zero.
Like a Chernobyl explosion.
A celebratory kiss. In June, the Russian law made it illegal to speak about gay issues around minors or even display symbols like a rainbow flag in public, fueling concerns over next year's Olympics there. Would gay athletes be targeted? Even President Obama...
Oh, there goes synchronized swimming,
you know,
guys.
I get it. It's shitty and people should have the right to do whatever they want. But whenever I look at them holding gay flags, it's like, you guys are so gay. No wonder they're stopping it. How gay you look. It's kind of hard to side with them.
Obama weighed in.
And if Russia doesn't have...
God, you look so gay.
Couldn't they pick a manlier way to show that they like men?
Can I point something else out? When did Obama slowly becoming the dad from Sanford and Son? Watch how he talks now. This isn't even political. Hold on.
Anything to say about it
Shut
anyway.
Up, dummy.
No, but this isn't even political. It has nothing to do... this is just strictly listen to him.
Even President Obama weighed in.
And if Russia doesn't have gay or lesbian athletes, then...
But you see, you understand what I'm saying? Am I hearing things? He's turning into an old wise black man.
No.
Now listen, Russia, you better drop this before I give you a knuckle sandwich.
You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming for you.
No, I think I know.
You hear that, Michelle?
I think it's replay what he just said.
Yeah, sure, I can do that.
Yeah, because I only heard him like the setup. I didn't hear what he said.
Stuttering.
It sounded more so like I don't know why I have to talk about this.
Talk about this.
I got it.
Exactly.
I got it. I got it.
Better things to do.
Obama waited.
And if Russia doesn't have gay or lesbian athletes, then it'll probably make their team weaker.
Russia's sports minister saying the law won't infringe upon private lives, just public display.
Weaker. So he's.
Yeah, of course those dykes won. It's easier to run faster when you still have your hymen.
Have you ever heard a Russian woman talk? They sound like men anyway.
Yeah. Russian is not a sexy language.
No.
You ever heard a chick speak Russian? I'm scared.
Yeah, you're right. It sounds like you are about to get murdered.
Russian women are scary in general. Gay or lesbian Russian women are practically men. It's unfair.
Exactly.
All right, let's
why is Obama talking about what Russia's doing?
All right, let's finish off the video.
I don't know. He's biggest bored. Gossip president ever.
Celebrate then. Good Obama. Come on. It's Obama, Obama.
Obama is talking about two chicks in Russia making out while other people are leaking his secret initiatives just to the internet.
In Russia, ironically.
He looks like so aggravated.
I got it.
Government secrets are coming out and he's talking about Russian gays. Who cares?
I don't know. Like, if they have gays or lesbian, like, I don't know.
I don't know. I have no idea. Do they? Where's Russia? No one knows.
If it doesn't have gay or lesbian athletes, then... probably make their team weaker.
Russia's sports minister saying the law won't infringe upon private law.
That's not necessarily true. Because I get what he's inferring. If they weren't allowed to have any black athletes, they would be in trouble. But if they don't have any, he's inferring that all gay athletes are amazing. Like, that's not necessarily true.
Yes, it is.
Figure skating, I know.
Yes,
I just thought it when I said it.
All gay athletes are good because gay people take better pride in their appearance than straight people.
And appearance.
Gays think they're better at everything.
Because they usually
are. Especially gay sex. Yeah.
No, see. Gays,
Marie, what was that sentence again?
Gays are in the minority here, so they have to work extra hard to find other gays. So they are just, therefore, in default, going to work harder at nearly everything and therefore be better athletes than our straight counterparts. It's science.
Oh, boy.
What? Well, gays, gays are always in way better shape.
They are.
Also, too, they have more sex. It burns more calories.
How do you know that?
I just assume gays always have gay sex.
Nuh-uh, I beg to differ. Ooh.
There's gay virgins. Gurgeons.
Yeah, they're called closeted.
All right, well, still, they're there. They exist.
I don't know. I've been on Craigslist Casual Encounters, and gays are having a lot of sex.
I know. We saw the video.
Just public display. A Russian athlete echoing his remarks.
We are against about publicity, but we are...
Wow. Okay, but she's a model, though.
That
Look
sounds
her.
Hot.
Look at her. Yes, and there's no homosexuals here. Or they do not give me bread. If I say there is.
We are not, of course,
I am
against...
obsessed with Yelena.
I know, Yelena.
You think she's hot?
Who said she's a model? Because
she has
this
a
bitch
toad
looks
face.
Ugly.
She looks like a toad.
Oh, please. Ew.
She looks like a Dutch person.
Amphibian.
Our eyes are very wide apart, just like that.
And mongoloids.
Exactly. Toad face.
About every choice of every single person.
Now a Swedish athlete protesting by painting her nails in rainbow colors. The Russian sports minister
has a protest, by the way. Did they ask her, or did she just paint it crazy colors?
I wear my nails rainbow all the
time. Bye, protester.
Okay.
Oh, protester Leah. Why don't you get off your soapbox, Leah?
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I told you guys at the beginning that I was a man, so it makes sense.
Yeah,
to
all right.
You're not a man, you queer.
Hey, Ryan, next time you're going to have Rachel Maddow on the show, let us know.
...and said whether Olympic athletes would be prosecuted if making state...
Prosecuted? All right, Russia, go home. You're drunk.
More like prostituted.
Not
prostituted.
Russia's just being stupid now. I get that there's fucking crazy, but prosecuting people, it's a waste of resources. If two guys want to put dicks in their mouths, who says they shouldn't in Russian?
That's
time on camera.
I like that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Since I was on camera, do you guys want to see what the man sitting next to me looks like?
Sure.
No, they don't.
Oh, yes. I would love to see.
No, they don't. They really don't.
Yeah, I'll show you. And she's so eager to do it.
Oh, my God, Ryan. Steady the camera. It's like Cloverfield.
Jesus Christ.
That would be so
funny. Ew.
Told you she's a man. Look at that dude face.
What a man. Ugh.
I just shaved this morning. It gives me baby.
I mean, if a $5 webcam doesn't make you look good, nothing will.
No, man.
Bring it back to Ryan. I want some actual hotness here on the show.
Kyle looks great. Bam. Bam.
Kyle's doing good.
Bam. All right, we got to go to break, guys. Coming up after the break, we have things that I'm about to read right now. There's a Minnesota wolf attack, some more NSA spying, the Ashton Kutcher, Steve Jobs movie. Steve Wozniak is going to be speaking about it after. He's not on the show or anything.
Show,
no,
actually.
He's not. He's not. And no, but we are going to get Sanford and Son. All right, Marie, take us to break.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Hi, this is Marianne from Lust and Love. Recently, we decided the show needed more dicks, so we found the manliest man we knew to fill the spot, Dark Fox.
I know this is weird, but my boyfriend broke up with me because my dick is too short. He praised me about my skills and all, but is this a really good reason for a breakup? Because it's really hurting me until now. I can't seem to forget all the memories we had together. I know this can't be the reason, or maybe because he met another guy. I really cannot get over him because once he told me, I love your dick, whilst he was stroking it. That's the reason I will never let go.
Lust and Love, now gayer than ever. And that's saying a lot considering we used to have Hammy on the show. Join us Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Hey everybody, this is Alexa. You can hear my Uncle Sean say terrible things on a Hippo Juice show. Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Followed by the Red Show from 9 to 11. And now Mark Out Radio with Big T and Dark Fox is on Wednesday too. Join them during their new time slot, 11 to 1 a.m., only on morelikeradio.com.
What's up, guys? It's Espo from Tattoos and Touchdowns. Next week, September 1st, we're going to have Jeff Capellini, WFAN and CBS columnist and editor on the show. That's 10 a.m. exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
You ever wonder what goes on at morelikeradio.com? Midnights, Sunday, and Thursday? Well, here's how it sounds.
Two people in this damn radio show right now are shirtless.
and one of them just farted.
Oh, punchy.
That's right, folks. It's 360 on 420. This is what you get every week.
Let's all get naked.
You don't jerk one out before you go to bed?
That's upsetting.
This is definitely a man's man kind of show. Five guys sitting around shirtless. They talk about everything. No big deal.
You know what you are? You're a ball buster.
I'm not that much of a Nazi. Come on now. Like, wait a minute. You don't jerk off Indian style? It helps the flow because you can feel the, you know.
It's part of his DDP yoga routine.
He's like, when you arc it at the ceiling fan, does it, like, hit it? The look I just saw from him was amazing.
So if this kind of talk is for you, come on by every Sunday and Thursday at midnight. MoreLikeRadio.com. Dead babies.
Shirtlessness is an option.
Hey, everybody. This is Joe Conte with Kenny Michaels from the Conte and Kenny Show. And we just wanted to let you know about a brand new podcast we are doing called Conte and Kenny Shorts.
It's a bunch of stuff that we had from newer stuff that we just re-release from our regular 3-hour show on Monday nights. But we also have dug around and found all the good stuff that we've been doing for 7 years. Or if you like the crazy stories, there's a ton of them. We just got to find them, grab them, put them out.
Yeah. The podcast is anywhere from 20 to 35 minutes. And you get like 2 or 3 quick segments with a couple of little things in between, you know, little cute little things. And so far, people like it. So the best way to do it is to either go to ContiandKenny.com or just subscribe on iTunes.
And also, remember, I've only stopped doing cocaine for about 3 years. So there's 4 years of cocaine.
Ah.
Remember that. Just as much drinking.
BC and AC. Before Coke and after Coke.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, I like it. BC and AC.
BC and AC. So,
there are some good times.
Yep, this is Conte and Kenny Shorts, a podcast of a podcast, which I like to say, based on our show, the Conte and Kenny Show.
Podcast of a podcast.
Yeah, because we do a show, but it's also a podcast. So that's a podcast of a podcast.
But we do a show, not a podcast.
But our show was still podcasted.
But if we podcasted it, then it would be not a show. It would be a podcast. But if we do a show, then we podcast it, and then we a podcast of a podcast. But that doesn't sound right.
Do you think people are still listening now?
No, that's they're why they not go even to podcasts.
They're not even listening to this commercial.
Why are you arguing with me?
I don't know.
You're completely correct.
Conte and Kenny Show Shorts. Conte and Kenny Shorts from the show. The Conte and Kenny Show on More Like Radio every Monday night, 7 to 10.
We had to shorten it up because we didn't think we could do this much longer.
It's over 2 minutes. How are we shortening this up?
No, I mean our careers.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks.
Enjoy.
Three, two, one. Welcome to the No Name Show. My name is King.
I'm Slashly.
Your face.
Oh, I was trying to get this person to see my penis.
I want my asshole numbed if you're going to be shoving some huge thing in it. Like.
Oh, what was it? I told her I beat her 3 times in Woods and Friends. I think that means I get to see your boobs.
Well, if you wouldn't suck your own dick, why would you want...
Let me phrase that. No, I'm surprised that there are any girls who actually do want to suck my dick.
The No Name Show, Mondays, 5 p.m., only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Want to know everything you want to know about coming to Europe? Well, watch this video from the Spotted Ox Hostel, the coolest hostel in all the countries of Europe. For breakfast, we'll do something cool, like have a cigarette and like a bar of chocolate. And then we go for work for like 1.5 hour, 2.5 hour. And then we'll go for lunch. And lunch is usually, you know, something cool, like a cigarette and like 2-3 bottles of red wine and then like a bowl of heavy cream. And then dinner, you know, we'll do something healthy, like, you know, 4-5 sausages and then like a chocolate cigarette. And then we'll invite our cigarette outside to take an espresso and watch the street life. And we so much can eat as much as we want and we never get heavy because of olive oil. So that's what we say.
back live on the Hippo Juice Show. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. I've actually...
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, dude.
That's Eggman Zone. That's awesome.
Yeah, Ryan, you weren't here, but we were talking about it. There's a couple bands out there. There's like one like called Chaos Theory. That's all they do is like remix old Sonic songs and stuff like that.
Have you...
video game I ever owned.
Oh, really? You were like Genesis person.
Yep.
I was Master System, then Genesis.
Well, but still,
I had
though.
Sonic 2, I had the second one. That's what came with the console.
Now, what happened with John, and he's told the story before for the new listeners, John's mom got a deal.
Went to Sears
because she worked there, right, John?
No, my grandmother worked at Sears, and she got an employee discount.
Okay. And you wanted a Nintendo, and instead you got a Sega Master System.
Because
you got swindled?
No, because my mom didn't, like, if the other kids in the neighborhood had the same system, they didn't want our games floating around at other people's places, and then they would end up being, like, you know, like misplaced or even stolen.
Look on the bright side, man. You could have got, like, a Neo Geo or something terrible. At least you got a system that had games. Like, is it, you know...
Neo Geo, the most expensive system? I wish I had a Neo Geo.
I mean, because remember, back when they first came out, there was... Especially when... If you had a Genesis or an SNES... reality, unless it was like a, except for like the Sonics or the Marios, most games came out for both of the systems, so there wasn't really a need to have both, and you always had a buddy that you go over and play. Now, I mean, we were, I think it's called, Ryan, if I'm pronouncing correctly, hashtag baller status, because
hashtag baller status, yes
because we had an SNES and a Genesis, because once again, hashtag baller status, and we got to play all the games because that's how we rolled. We had more like
hashtag fat kids. Game called Road Rash.
Fucking,
I love Road Rash. Oh my god! Yeah. I got it for Easter.
That game was awesome.
For those of you don't know,
I love that when you wiped out in that game and you went to run to find your bike, it said that you're running 20 miles an hour.
I know. Yeah, I know. It was ridiculous.
Another good game was Jungle Strike.
How about Rad Racer, guys? Yes, let's not Desert Strike
and Urban Strike and All the Strike.
All of those, yes.
Rad Racer.
Urban Strike was a little
too
ethnic for me.
Who is saying about the strikes? Who is this? I don't know y'all's names yet.
That's John the Rocket Sanzari. That's his nickname.
Should I laugh at that?
Yo, but no, the Rocket, because he shot fireworks at us one year. It was very dangerous.
Oh, okay.
It was very dangerous.
No. I blew up fireworks next to you.
Okay, whatever. You blew up fireworks in my direction. How about that?
Technically, it was the direction of the Earth, because he put them upside down.
Well, okay. Yeah. With once again, which an upside down firework, we learned, is just
Who
a bomb.
About technicalities.
Let's not get into technicalities, Royce. Yes.
You mean Marie?
But everybody. No technicalities, nobody. All right.
I don't like technicalities. There's too much law.
Technically.
Too much law, not enough principle. All
right. We have another fun NSA story.
Ooh, NSA is no strings attached.
Go ahead, Dutch. It's Newsy.
Tittles!
Okay. It's not, though. It's your favorite guy. It's...
Damn it!
It's time traveling Dan Rather.
Newspaper Der Spiegel reports the NSA hacked into the United Nations New York headquarters.
It's Justin Timberlake.
Holy shit. Royce.
Yes.
Wow, that's Dan Rather.
I told you. Didn't I tell you? He's time traveling.
Wow,
it's fucking insane. He looks like him. He sounds like, he's like a really young Dan Rather.
He doesn't look like Dan Rather.
He does.
He looks like Justin Timberlake.
No, he doesn't.
You look like Dan Rather.
Ha! Fucking nailed.
In your face.
Oh, hey, I hope you have an Apple product because you just got FaceTimed.
Wow, what 4chan message word
were
you on, Royce?
That would have killed on Prodigy Chat.
Of course, the NSA hacked into the
FaceTime. You like it?
No, that's why I'm laughing.
I'm so stealing that from you.
Really?
It's all yours.
He does look like Justin Timberlake.
Yes,
he's got his
he
suit
does.
And tie shit.
And his name is Zach, so it's perfectly fine.
Hey, he looks like a Zach.
Yeah.
Right, Zach.
Straight up dude, bro.
Zach doesn't need a tie.
United Nations New York headquarters. According to the report, which is based on files leaked to the newspaper...
Which is based on the movie Push, a novel by Sapphire.
Do me a favor, Royce. Go back to where this guy's talking and pause it a second because something just stuck out at me.
Okay.
There you go. Notice how everybody has a Mac except for the one rogue guy on the Dell.
Oh, yeah. I see it. In the back. He's right. Look, Mac. There's the Dell XPS. Of course.
Video editing is just so much better on Sony Vegas.
Dell.
The things you notice.
Dude, I gotta play games every once in a while. You can't play Diablo 3 on a Mac.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait a year for Diablo 3 to come out on a Mac.
I had to do that for Duke Nukem.
Ryan, are you bringing Knot back?
What's with the German? What's going on? I'm so lost.
Yeah, can you start this video over, Royce?
Okay.
Like, we're too busy talking about who he looks like.
Okay. Yeah,
Dan Rather or JT?
A bunch of German across. Is this German or Swedish or some shit?
Yeah, some shit. It's all those things.
Everything packed into a burrito. It's an everything burrito.
Deutschland. Holland,
I believe it is Swedish. And here you go. Hold on, sorry. Every week, bro. Every week, it's happening.
That is awesome, Dutch.
John, why don't I remember that? The popcorn part is the part that makes me laugh every time.
All right, everyone, focus. There's a real news story going on.
There's a news story? It's actually a very serious one, too. It's very serious.
Thank you. I'm starting it over. Everyone pay attention.
German newspaper Der Spiegel reports the NSA hacked into the United Nations New York headquarters. According to the report, which is based on files leaked to the newspaper by NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, the NSA broke the encryption of the UN's video conferencing network last summer. And
oh my God, they broke into their WebEx?
No, they use Skype.
Internal
Was it
communications. The report says the NSA also bugged more than 80 embassies and consulates as part of a program called the Special Collection Service. The leaked
and
documents...
They also hacked into 38 Napster accounts.
It's called the SOC.
37 Ja Rule songs were downloaded.
Two people weren't able to recover their real Rhapsody accounts.
This initiative is intensive and well-organized and has little or nothing to do with warding off terrorists. But one analyst told RT such behavior is nothing new and isn't specific to the U.S. either. All major powers dispose of
Was
large...
Was this one analyst some guy on Twitter?
I wish I could do that.
Ryan, he was legit. What? His Twitter name was @xanalystx, so you know that he was real.
And he was verified.
He was.
But he was verified by another Twitter user.
Which is fine.
They're spying, and they use it against each other. What is more worrisome is the use of these kinds of techniques and technologies by smaller groups, especially non-state groups. A writer for The Atlantic agrees. But we already know to an extent that everyone is spying on everyone at all times.
That doesn't make it fine.
Watching you. What they're saying is, if it was a political group doing the spying, they'd be okay, correct?
No, I believe what they're saying is, hey, we're confusing you, so you don't want to ask questions.
Because you're a zombie.
But the government is always right and has our best interests in mind, Royce. Why wouldn't you trust them?
I don't think that's true.
I don't trust them because of NASDAQ Occupy Wall Street rebuttal filibuster.
You can't trust filibuster. Filibuster is a subsidiary of Halliburton.
Can I have half a filibuster? I already had like a Dukakis earlier.
I like John's take on what politics is.
I just feel we're naming sandwiches. I think that's what's
happening. Hey, yo, give me a filibuster with some cheese.
Why?
Dude, John, that's a good idea. We should open the political sandwich shop and we could have the filigutbuster.
The pole of picking.
Let me get this for me. Let me get
Skype must have cut out because
right
I didn't hear everybody laughing.
With extra red blue cheese.
Nobody laughed, Ryan. Nobody laughed.
Okay, hold on. Now that everyone can hear me, let's say it again.
Say the joke again.
Fill a gut buster. Skype keeps cutting out when the laugh comes.
How about you could order a side? How about you could?
Well, it's a good thing I'm on video, so you can see me wiping the sweat off my brow.
What about a side
cool
of
story, Hazel?
I'm gonna type it in the chat room. Maybe if it's in print.
I'll hit another button if you do it again.
Don't do it.
So you guys don't want a side of Supreme Court Justice fries?
No.
It's Supreme.
Thanks. That goes out to my mom. She's proud of me because of the way I dress.
I'll take the Nacho Supreme Court.
Oh my God. Oh, why is he still doing it?
Ryan's is better.
Come on.
You, Ryan. You're cool.
Can I get a side of Condoleezza Rice pilaf with that?
Don't do the bit! Don't.
It's John Bob!
Western Echo says, I wish your current girlfriend, Villa Gutbuster, you in the chest with a kitchen knife.
Can we clear the stink out of the room with all the...
Oh my God, everyone's talking over top of each other. Leah doesn't get it.
We have to be able to finish sentences.
Any more witty sandwiches?
I'm trying to start five different ones.
Hey guys, wolf story.
Thank
you. Remarkable story of a Minnesota teenager who survived an incredibly rare wolf attack.
All right, wolf sandwiches then. Howlett the Moons over Miami.
Stop, we're not making a wolf themed restaurant.
Not to mention, Denny's is just going to sue you for the second half of that one.
You can't. Just name it
well,
that.
Well, Denny's has to be sued by Miami Vice.
Denny is looking to sue whoever he can because Denny's
is delicious. Is
basically out of business at this point.
It's fine.
An incredibly
one every 400 miles.
Rare Maybe. Wolf attack while on a camping trip. The young man is speaking out this morning about the frightening ordeal, and ABC's Jesus. Alex Perez has his story.
This morning,
did
Noah
attack him because he was wearing a V-neck.
By the way, this picture with the thing is before the wolf attack.
Got a mullet hawk.
Yeah, he just joined a mummy 5K run. He looks like a fag.
Shut up.
He's a mullet mohawk.
He's in an AFI tribute band.
Graham is counting his blessings after a surprise attack and a camping trip he'll never forget. The 16-year-old was laying in a sleeping bag.
That's why I pack every time I go camping. I take five.
And when I go camping, I bring anti-wolf spray.
You never go camping.
And I've never been attacked by a wolf. Who's now who's gay?
I always liked how Ryan can't pronounce wolf.
What do I say?
Wolf. I pet a wolf the other day. No lie. No wolf? Lie. I pet a wolf the other day. I swear.
No, you didn't.
I did. I got a friend who's Native American that lives in the woods up in a couple counties back.
I think she was molested by a hairy Pakistani, and she thought it was a wolf.
That's exactly what I heard too, Royce. That's exactly what I heard.
All right, let's play my wolf story.
This morning, Noah Graham is counting his blessings after a surprise attack and a camping trip he'll never forget. The 16-year-old...
I'm sorry, I can't get over how gay he is in that fucking picture with him not wearing a shirt but a backpack, and he still combed his hair over his bandages. What a douche.
His mullet hawk.
I hope they shoot him with a wolf gun, some sort of gun that shoots wolves at people.
There's an L in it.
Was laying in a sleeping bag outside his tent Saturday in rural Minnesota when he was mauled by this gray wolf.
I didn't hear the wolf coming. I did.
Oh my God, he looks
like... Look at his facial hair!
He looks like modern day Vanilla Ice.
Candy strip on your face.
He looks like he's in a 90s grunge band that never made it.
Well, first of all, if you're going to sleep outside your tent in the woods in Minnesota, I don't care what happens to you. You deserve it.
He looks like,
I agree.
Come on.
He looks like
Chris. Timberwolf comes and attacks you in the middle of the night and you're sleeping out in the open in a sleeping bag.
He looks like Birdman.
If a basketball player attacks you, you don't ask for an autograph?
He looks like he looks.
No, I'd ask for more than that because it's easy to get.
Where's Mitch? Ask Mitch if he knows him.
No, everyone in Minnesota doesn't know each other.
The population of Minnesota is like 12, and three of them are wolves.
Do you think he should have called it in?
So I called it in.
Just no sense at all that it was there until it was actually on my head.
Graham reached back and used his bare hands to pull his head out of the wolf's jaw.
This queer.
Ryan.
Grr, I'm a wolf. Grr, you know, I'm a timber wolf.
Look where you paused this. Was the wolf attracted to his frosted tips?
Yes.
He has gray hair.
No, yeah. It's probably
just like the wolf.
Why does he have Allen Iverson's earrings?
And used his bare hands to pull his head out of the wolf's jaws, leaving a 4-inch gash and deep scratches.
I don't believe any of this.
Yeah, if he was on the business end of a wolf jaw, he would look a lot worse than that.
Nailed him.
Gonna come back at me, and that's the scary part.
Authorities tracked down the wolf they believe attacked Graham. It's been put to
and
sleep.
And took him to custody.
How do they know which wolf did it?
They just killed a random wolf. Fuck the one they think is. Look, by the way, listen back. I want you to listen back. The one they think. Listen back.
And that's the scary part.
Authorities tracked down the wolf they believe attacked.
They believe attacked.
But this kind of makes me mad.
Hold on. I feel. that there should have been more of an investigation to make sure that it was this wolf. Justice for Trayvon Wolf, I say.
Well, the wolf was questioned, Royce, for 30 minutes, and he admitted to it. He signed the wolf affidavit.
Maybe he
was under wolf duress.
Maybe he was protecting another wolf.
Maybe he didn't want to rat out another. Well, this is like the first 48.
Understand, Ryan? It was unfair confession because they're saying if you don't sign it, you're not a good boy.
I know what happened. It was Wolf Mom who was on PMS,
and I think I believe Wear PMS.
She was under Wear PMS, and her husband didn't want her to go to jail because she was still taking care of all of her wolf cubs, and so he admitted.
They're not called cubs. Bears are cubs. They're called
wolf cubs. No, they are.
Wolves are called pups.
I think they're pups.
Don't even. Back whatever. Off Marie, she was protecting.
She's right.
She was protecting her pups. Or cubs. But also wolf and then they're PMSing.
Called cubs. They're called cubs, idiot.
You moron.
So.
Wait, is Wolf Mother still a band?
It is.
Mama! Yes, it was. Actually, a band. You are about the
Joker and thief in the night. You got a camp and got to bite your head off.
The bass player actually got convicted for rape, I believe. I'm not even lying.
Ironically,
Minnesota.
Ironically, he raped the wolf.
The wolf rapist.
Okay. I think. Let me look it up.
So these cops are just killing random wolves.
Just shooting them all.
Slam, it's been put to sleep and is being tested for rabies. Investigators say the wolf had an unusual jaw, possibly making it hard for the animal to
hunt.
Which one
was it? Any of them?
It doesn't matter, Bill. It's a fucking wolf. Just kill one of them. It's like, go home. I'm tired.
Okay, this is what I don't get. We pushed the wolves out of where they lived, and now we're sleeping in the wolf woods, and we're still killing them. Where do they want the wolves to go?
Well, I mean,
Detroit.
Yeah.
Not even the wolves want to go there.
Detroit.
The wolves are moving out of Detroit.
I don't know. This bothers me.
Why? Because they're killing random wolves? You fit the description. You have fur and four legs.
Well, that's one reason.
All right.
But the other reason is just the fact that, you know, come on, man. That's my nature is my heart, man.
Yes, that's why.
Are you one of those? Are you one of those girls?
What, chain myself to a tree, girls?
Yes,
yes.
As a bush, like 4 feet long? No.
It's 3 feet long.
No, I'm not. I don't even get into it.
Can knit a sock out of it?
It just bothers me. I mean, animals don't do anything out of, like, evilness. It's just, it bothers me that they'd attack the wolf that they, please don't put that camera on.
It might have rabies. I love the fact that with rabies checks, the only thing you can do to find out if the wolf or any animal has rabies is sever its head and then test its brain. And then if it doesn't have, it's like, oh, sorry, we decapitated an animal.
Oh, by the way, it doesn't have rabies. We know that now because we took its head off.
It's awful. It just bothers me.
I mean, I guess, but it's a wolf. I kill plenty in Skyrim. And it's not a big deal.
Okay, so what if aliens invaded our planet and they were like, "Oh, it's just a human."
Then we would be fucked, and we would deserve it.
We would not deserve it.
Yes, we would.
Their alien technology is far more superior than our pistols.
So we guess what?
Hey, sure. Alex, I will take worst example for argument for 100, please.
And best guess
what the hell is that, Leah?
I'm just what saying. What
the hell was
that?
Aliens?
Not doing anything out of being evil. It's not like Satan's in the wolf's brain or anything. It's like it probably thought it was protecting something.
How do you know?
What this guy was
Did you
doing.
Speak to the wolf? Yeah.
What if he was fucking one of her baby wolves?
I mean, that's what I was thinking.
That's exactly where your mind goes. That it's the guy was fucking one of the baby wolves.
Well, he looks pretty gay, so I don't know.
Can I play? First off, being gay has nothing to do with having sex with a wolf. I mean,
well,
I can't.
It was a male baby wolf.
Remarkable story.
Hey, you don't know that? Are you gay?
let me play the rest of it, please.
Investigators say the wolf had an unusual jaw, possibly making it hard for the animal to hunt.
It was basically kept it from acting.
Are you saying this is wolf propaganda?
Yes.
No, the reason why he had an unusual jaw is because he's too busy sucking dick.
Okay, well, the wolf. The wolf is
the
sucking
wolf
dick.
The wolf had an unusual jaw.
Oh my god.
And this wolf ranger looks super gay, by the way.
I don't like this one bit.
Animal to hunt.
It was basically kept it from acting as a normal wolf would.
Wolf attacks on humans are incredibly rare. This was the first documented wolf attack ever in the state of Minnesota, and in all of North America, there have only been two documented deaths caused by wolf attacks. But and even with rhymes. Those slim chances, you won't find Graham sleeping outside his tent the next time he goes camping.
Wolves. I'm sure I'll go camping again. I don't know about...
Don't go camping because there's not an emo band out there for you to play bass with. So what are you doing? You look fucking terrible. You look like Birdman before he got the tattoos. You just, yeah, no, you're an asshole.
Not the camping type.
Listen, soul patch asshole.
Listen, if I was a wolf and like I saw a 16-year-old
the guy with the axe,
that looks like a skid mark.
If I was a wolf and I saw a 16-year-old sleeping in a My Chemical Romance sleeping bag, I'd bite his head too.
My Chemical Romance.
Do they still make novelty sleeping bags?
Help me, right.
I hate this guy so much. I can't even... Nothing he says I care about because I'm just looking at his face and he looks like such a douche.
How old do you think that dude is?
They said he's 16, so I know how old
really?
He is.
You think that dude's 16?
He looks older, though.
Yeah.
Hey,
maybe
Royce.
It's the gay facial hair.
Yes, sir.
Well, what kind of themed sleeping bag did you have?
I had a Batman. I had a Batman sleeping bag and a Ninja Turtles one. I had two of them.
I had a Ninja Turtles one as well.
I had a Little Mermaid.
Yeah, Ryan, what do you have? I don't remember.
I told you, My Chemical Romance.
I had a real sleeping bag. What's like negative 40.
No.
We're talking about what sleeping bag you the tough, had.
No,
aren't you the tough Bessie out there?
Yeah, I was rocking my Batman sheets and like, you know, it was not only just a theme Batman one, but it was like from the Batman Returns movie. So I had Michael Keaton Batman on me all night.
I had Tidy Whiteys with Mowgli from Jungle Book on it. But to be fair, I was only 26 at the time.
No,
I had Tidy.
I want to see them.
I used to have those.
Sleeping bag. I had Superman Tidy Whiteys.
John, don't you still have a snakeskin shirt?
Oh, yeah. John had a snakeskin shirt.
I still have that. And then I also still have my California Raisin sleeping bag.
What do you do when your shirt starts to molt?
You can glue it back with fabric glue. I also had a shirt that the texture of it, like it looked like rain. So it looked like my shirt was wet.
Because you'd like that. Being wet.
Did you also used to have?
Yeah, back in 1998, I like that.
I like.
Did you also used to have?
How old are you?
Those Trapper Keepers, that they were like all 3D figures, like straight out of the 80s.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Raisinettes you could collect from Wendy's?
No.
Oh
man, see that just told everybody how old I am.
John's older than you.
All right.
Well, then John should know what I'm talking about,
guys.
I've never collected candy. Candy flavored raisins from
they're
McDonald's.
Candy flavored. They're plastic figurines. The Raisinettes. The you know the
you mean the California
raisins?
Fucking raisins. Yeah.
The Raisinettes.
Raisinettes are chocolate raisinets covered raisins.
Whatever. I thought they were called Raisinettes, but it's the freaking raisins.
No, the Raisinettes was their female backup group.
Whatever. Wendy.
Why are we still talking about raisins?
Yeah, what are we talking about raisins for?
Shut up.
I don't know.
Leah, shut the fuck up, all of you. God damn it, I hate everybody right now.
Oh my God.
I heard it many conspiracies.
My rage is at such a level right now. What? Go ahead.
You and me both, Marie.
Theories. Scotland Yard dismissed them all, but now it's studying new information. Three investigations into the car crash in a road tunnel concluded it was an accident. The coroner said she was unlawfully killed, but blamed the driving of Diana's chauffeur and the pursuing paparazzi.
Now they're saying it was British intelligence that killed her.
Wait, how long ago did she die?
98, I think.
Why are they talking about it now?
Because it just came out. I think, let's listen to the story. Go ahead, Marie.
It came out because the baby and gossip. And did you see Gossip Girls? Because Diana is dead.
Tips have now been
told that Diana was murdered by a member of the British forces. The information was given to police by the parents-in-law of a former...
And you know it's true because he's British.
...soldier. It's understood detectives have already spoken to the man's estranged wife. In a statement, Scotland Yard's...
Yeah, I knew her. She was estranged.
...said The Metropolitan Police Service is scoping information that has recently been received in relation to the deaths and assessing its relevance and credibility. The assessment
recently been received. Oh, I was supposed to give you this 14 years ago. I'm sorry. I fell asleep.
I got really backed up.
I just went through all the paperwork in my inbox. My bad.
Somebody give me Lost on DVD.
Oh, my God.
That took 5 years.
I just realized these two pieces of paper were stuck together. I addressed the top one, but there was one underneath
it.
I
might
just
be, guys.
Noticed it.
So who do I talk to about this whole the Biggie thing? Because I also have something with that.
And do you remember this, the Tupac?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to go to the police and be like, listen, I hate to drop this on you now, but I think it was gang-related, the Tupac shooting. There was a really big East Coast, West Coast thing going on. Not a lot of people knew about it. I don't think it was well-documented.
Side note, don't eat Taco Bell burritos while you're doing your work at the same time, because sometimes it falls out the backside and get your paperwork all stuck together.
Ew.
Hashtag... my bad.
Brian, that's your cue.
Hashtag wipe asshole.
Camera.
Ryan, why are you dressed like you're going to go golfing in a little while?
Oh, because I'm going to go golfing in a little while.
No, that's to show you how much he likes picnics.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I wore the shirt to work today, and everybody just thought that like I was the top of a picnic table.
He was the top of my picnic table.
Why are you dressed business cash?
Oh, like, by the way, Chromeo, which is a band I love that sounds super 80s, their album is called Business Casual.
Oh, really?
Which is fucking awesome.
Why are you dressed business cash today? Like, is that
well, because I just got back. I was at work and I was walking this fly.
I'm sorry. Hold on. But where do you work? Pleasantville? Like, why are you dressed like that?
No, he actually came to dinner at the dinner table with my parents, and he was trying to look like a good boy.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you that Royce...
trying to look like a good boy.
There's this old lady who works with me. She has to be like 60. And she saw me. She goes, I really like that shirt, Ryan. She goes, I would love to wear that with blue jeans. And she wasn't being sarcastic. A 60-year-old lady wanted to wear the same clothes as me. So either she's super hip or I'm way out of touch.
I have a question, Ryan. How does it feel to know that you're wearing a Lane Bryant shirt?
Yeah,
like
seriously.
you big lesbian. Ew, get out of here with that.
Ryan. Hold on, I'm going to raise the camera. I'm going to stand up so you can see my shirt.
Yes, do that.
Does Ryan shop at Dress Barn?
It is a polo. Well, I mean, in his defense, look, show him the polo.
Okay.
Look, polo. See the little horse?
Jesus.
It's a polo. Give him a little credit.
You look like a washer woman from like 1940s waiting for her kids to get back home from World War II.
You really should have an apron on and baking a pie. You are the worst person.
In a book and a vacuum in the other hand.
Why are you dressed
What happened to you, Ryan?
Ryan. Jesus
I'm just
Christ.
Keeping it real.
I remember a time where you would
wear... What was Ryan before this? Because I've only ever known Ryan in plaid shirts. Like,
yeah,
I swear.
What was I before this, Marie?
I remember a time when Ryan would wear the same orange Cheetos t-shirt for 2 weeks straight because he didn't he didn't do laundry. 2 weeks. And then he would swap out the other shirt that he would wear while that was in the wash.
These things are all
true.
I'm
so glad I don't know that, Ryan.
Well. To be fair, Maria, I've been wearing for 3 weeks.
Still there underneath that flannel shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. Before now that you mention it, I think you're right.
Before the Cheeto shirt, it was the Moon Men, the Moon and Night Men from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. It was that shirt.
I still rock that shirt.
Oh, yes.
And you bought me that shirt, Marie.
I may have, but I didn't realize you were going to love it that much.
Well, Marie, I just love you.
Oh, I love you too, Ryan.
Oh, my God. You guys are all idiots.
What?
I hate this show right now.
Oh, I love the affection, darling.
Guys, they added some new words to the dictionary.
No!
Thank God.
Are they real words or are they fake words like chillax or guesstimate?
Well, I mean,
or convo.
I guess that. If you don't consider twerking, phablet, and Bitcoin,
I knew it.
Real words.
Please don't tell me phablet was entered to the.
I have a question.
Yes,
they already added twerking.
Yes, they've added twerking.
Why? What word were you trying to get in sooner?
Old Oxford Dictionary now has twerking.
Wait.
What's the definition, Royce? I need to know immediately what the definition of twerking is.
You have to give me one.
Silas Myers.
No, I want to know the definition of phablet. What's a phablet? I don't even know what a phablet is.
Marie.
It's a large phone.
Yeah, everybody shut up for five fucking seconds. Can we back up?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That doesn't kind of shut up.
Everybody talk.
John, would you like to repeat what was that word you said there?
A phablet is the
No, the celebrity name that you just said.
Siley Myrus.
Nailed it. There's nothing wrong with that.
You want to try it one more time?
Siley Myrus?
Now he fixed it.
If someone wants to show you the selfie they took with their phablet, do not be alarmed.
John, have you ever met a girl with the first name Siley?
No.
To be fair, I've never met a girl with the first name Miley either.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
If someone wants
Manna Montana?
Did you mean to do that on purpose?
Of course I did, you fuck.
No, you didn't, you idiot.
You called a fuck.
Why the box lit, John, you fuck idiot.
Porn. You didn't let me pause for like my funny joke for the phablet.
What was your funny joke for the phablet?
A phablet is the t-shirt that you're wearing.
Where's the funny joke, though?
I don't know. Apparently, wanted me to say Miley Cyrus again.
If someone wants to show you a selfie they took with their phablet, do not be alarmed. According to the dictionary, they are simply inviting you to look at the photo they took of themselves on their smartphone with a large screen. That is somewhere between a phone and a tablet. That's the definition of a phablet.
But, okay.
Give me a finish.
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It is iPhone, iPod, iPad, or Samsung phone, Samsung tablet, Zoom.
None
of the companies actually selling the products have ever called it a fucking phablet. Fuck is calling it that?
It reminds me of like this meme on Facebook where it's like no hope and no jobs. The two words are among the hundreds, many influenced by technology, recently added to the Oxford Dictionary. Hackerspace, one word, a meeting place of data enthusiasts, and Bitcoin, a digital currency.
Hackerspace, let's just set up a meeting at like bro o'clock at our hackerspace.
At our hackerspace.
bro o'clock.
And then we'll pay with Bitcoins, a digital currency that does not require a bank, and
we know about Bitcoins. Bitcoins is real. That is legit.
There's some abbreves that will be adding BYOD, bring your own device, and SRSLY, seriously, and APOLS, which is apologies. Appalls?
Appalls.
Oh, my God.
I totes appalls. Hey, I totes appalls.
This is from the Oxford English Dictionary?
Yeah.
Are they teaching these words at Cambridge?
They're teaching these words in Cambridge on the reg.
Oh, my God.
Do they have these same words in the Webster's Dictionary?
I do not know. I just know the Oxford one does. Approximately.
I think Webster's folded, didn't it?
I don't know.
Webster's just redirects to urbandictionary.com at this point.
It's weird. Approximately 1.8 billion new words are detected each year, but just around 1,000 of those make it into the dictionary. Twerking, the raunchy dance performed by Siley Miley, or Miley Siley. What did you call her, John?
Siley Myrus.
Siley Myrus.
She's like, that's been around forever, and then now she's like linked with it in her dumb fucking Anaconda tongue. I hate her. I hate her so much.
I
finally saw a video of that, and I don't know if you want to call that twerking. Like, I've seen like twerk videos, and I hate when news groups are now calling it twerking instead of booty shaking.
I call it swag. The move which the U.S. singer and actress showed off with the help of singer Robin Thicke has been included in the latest revision of the Oxford Dictionary.
Hey!
You think when Robin Thicke hits on chicks, he goes, hey, you want to see my Robin Thicke? Because that's how I would hit on chicks. And I would also say, hey, my dad's a TV show star.
I'm pretty sure Robin Thicke thought he was Fat Albert for a second.
Catherine.
I know you want it.
By the way, the guy who made that beat was Pharrell from NERD. And they interviewed him, and he had the greatest line. They go, do you ever worry that you're going to run out of fresh ideas? And he goes, my only worry is that I'm ever going to be too fresh. And he just laughed.
Drop the mic.
Greatest fucking
Pharrell's been around forever, man. Drop like, that guy has his fingers into everything, it seems like.
Yeah. My only concern is I'm going to be too fresh. And he laughed.
It's impossible. You can't be too fresh.
By last year, it had generated enough currency to be added to other China, but Bitcoins. There are many theories about the origin of the word. What word is it? By last year,
what's happening? Oh, what are
twerk.
You doing?
I'm reading about twerking.
I thought you were talking about Bitcoins.
Twerk was around 20 years old and seemed to have been
twerk coined, is 20 years
yep,
old
as part of the bounce for the hip hop scene.
Where's the original reference of twerk? That's what 20 it says here.
You could twerk.
But when was it first used?
I mean, 20 years ago.
Whistle
While You Twerk.
Ah, but the Yin Yang Twins.
Pull up that song. Whistle while you twerk.
Is that a real thing?
It really is.
Yeah, Yin Yang Twins.
Whistle while they make it pussy fart and whistle while you twerk. Yin Yang it is thing.
I like John.
Yin it is thing.
I like John's version.
Pull that fucking song.
I like John's version so much better. Accurate. I have it right here.
Well, I like the follow-up hits. She got her hands up on her knees and then her bows on her thighs.
Oh, get it up till you can't, huh? No more. See, I love it when your hoes take it. To the phone, baby, bounce, pick it, bounce, huh? It's on you, shout it, you can twerk in the skirt if you want to. See, we can't keep it close for ya. All night, this is so awesome. I listen to the Jagged Little Pill all week. It's nice to hear something good. Them hoes like to take it on for a thug. You can't come with nothing less than a thug. Are she thinking that your ass like a scrub? Them hoes like it when a nigga showing love. And she is so you. I'm sorry. Is it true, though? Do hoes really like it when a nigga showing love?
Oh, hoes love it.
They do?
Hoes love it.
Okay, I gotta know if hoes were serious about when a nigga showing love.
All I know is that Yin Yang Twin was the main CD in when I was in car fashion.
Cat fancy?
Oh, cat fancy. When I was in cat That's fancy. Right.
For those who don't know.
Yeah, pause.
John was in Cat Fancy Car Club where he made out with a chick who had a cleft palate. That's all you need to know of the story. And
got runner up in one of the car shows using Whistle While You Twerk for the bass competition.
Of course you did.
I just remember somebody photoshopped a picture of Cat Fancy Car Club's logo, and it was a shitty photoshop of a cat instead of a Corvette or something.
Oh my god, how old was that episode?
That has to be going on like 4 years at this point.
Cat Fancy! God, I remember Cat Fancy.
Royce, you have to turn over the hard drive of the old shows. I have to go through these things.
The old shows, the audio, I know is shit, but we have some of the best hip-hop.
I will fix it.
Interesting follow-up with the Cat Fancy. The last time I was up in Orlando, I drove past the plaza. It's now Moe's. So now Cat Fancy is now a burrito shop.
Dutch, was this before your time, the Cat Fancy Car?
That was before my time, but I remember you guys recalling the story. It was a couple of years ago that you guys recalled when you guys first talked about that on the air. It was before my time.
Dude, the reason I'm laughing so hard is I'm remembering somebody photoshopped a cat inside of a Corvette the size of a cat, and it was the shittiest logo somebody made.
It's probably Niggity or even like Dennis. Like, you know, Western Echo has been around way before I even joined the
show. You know what?
Like,
now I'm fucking mad at our listeners. Now I'm fucking mad at our listeners because I remember we would get photoshops all the goddamn time. We don't have those anymore. Come on, people. Get with the program. I'm gonna go through our old Hippo Juice group. I'm gonna see if we still, because I remember we used to post some of those photoshops.
This was before the Facebook group. This is before all that.
No, the Facebook group. I bet I have some stuff. I bet you I do.
I remember that being formed when I was on the show. I guarantee it's not up there.
The Yin Yang Twins are good, Royce, but the Bing Bong Brothers, When Do You See My Penis, is also just as good.
Yes.
Well, how great were the Yin Yang Twins?
Dude, the Yin Yang Twins were the shit, man.
Yeah, they were
assholes.
Did you know they have a learning disability?
Yeah, it's called being black.
So they came to my college once. I don't know, did some kind of seminar. They got some kind of,
it's
like
called community service.
Special ed, like,
it's called community service.
Well, yeah, it was, but they're like for real, like legit slow people, man.
Well, really, they made a ton of money talking about their dick in a very soft voice, so who's stupid now? I talk about my dick all the time. No one pays me.
Yeah, like if somebody was like a mental patient and like one of like the wards and he's like talking about his dick this slow, they'd like probably like tase him or something.
It's like, and it's always sunny with the rapper. Now who's retarded, bitch?
Yeah.
All right. I want to make sure we do this Florida story before we wrap up. Red Show's coming up right after us here. Dutch, do you have the
It's Florida.
But that doesn't. You still haven't done it. You still haven't done what I asked you.
Yeah, he still hasn't done it.
All I want is for you to do it right. So I don't.
I haven't.
All right. Can you just do it again, please? Thank you.
Do you have it?
Yes. Just go ahead.
Are you gonna be more passive aggressive?
Yeah. Go do it. We have 10 minutes.
Oh, all right.
Really quick. It's Florida.
Really quick. I'm trying to look up Cat Fancy Car Club to see if the photo would come up, but Cat Fancy is an actual magazine, by the way.
Yes.
You should see the spreads, the covers of Cat Fancy.
I would, but I don't need an erection during the show. Police say, Gainesville, Florida. Police say man threw a fan at a teen for not looking enough like him.
That's what? Fair.
Police say a man threw a fan at a teen for saying he did not look enough like him.
Now, like a fan, like a person who likes something a lot, or like an actual like spinning fan?
Like a spinning fan.
Oh.
Like the
was
ceiling,
it an oscillating fan or was it a ceiling fan?
I don't know. A man threw a 4-foot-tall floor fan at a 14-year-old boy with there enough force to smash it into pieces on Sunday because he didn't think the teen looked enough like him to be his son, according to a report. Although a protective order was filed against 36-year-old Alexander Arroyo in Brooklyn in 2009, forbidding him from any contact with the teen, his mother, and their three other persons until October 2014. The teen's mother told Gainesville police, wow, they have a police force, that Arroyo tracked her down in early June. The woman told police she allowed Arroyo
to... Yeah, they're to keep the FSU fans out.
Oh! The woman told police she allowed Arroyo to stay in her home because she felt sorry for him and also she wanted to be hit by a fan. But she eventually gave him enough money and told him to leave. Arroyo traveled to Iowa for a few weeks, then returned from Dan's Fan Emporium, where the woman he did not like in Iowa, according to the GPD report. That means Gainesville Police Department. Arroyo has been staying with family since. The woman told the police she did not try to get him to leave again because he threatened her, and after he threw the fan, he said, "Cool off." When GPD officers arrived...
Smash!
When Gainesville police officers arrived on the scene after the fan-throwing incident on Sunday, Arroyo initially denied any argument took place and feigned confusion as to why they were present. He later admitted to arguing with the teen because he didn't think the boy looked enough like him to be his child. He said he threw the fan to the side of the boy, not at the boy. Arroyo was arrested on charges... Arroyo was arrested on charges of child abuse and violation of a domestic violence injunction, blah, 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 blah. Hey, guys, I guess he wasn't a big fan of him.
I don't get it.
Because like... Because
you weren't listening.
He threw a ceiling fan. I guess Skype cut out on my end this time. He threw a ceiling fan.
Oh, okay, here we go.
And
I love that's our excuse for why jokes don't go over well because Skype cut out.
Skype keeps cutting out. I don't know what's up, guys.
It's nothing I did.
It's fucking
try
Skype.
It again. Try it again, Royce.
It's like, it's because he's like, I guess he's not his biggest fan.
Oh, sorry, Hadlow.
That's funny. I'm funny.
I feel that was a little overkill.
Try it one more time.
No, I'm not doing it fine. He's not your biggest...
I think I accidentally subscribed to Cat Fancy magazine, by the way.
Good job.
Accidentally. Of course you did. Of course.
Accidentally. Now you have to buy a cat.
What? I watched the whole thing, by the way.
Okay, that Cat Fancy Car Club Western Echo did in the chat room is pretty good. But it's not as good as the original one. It was just a cat sitting sideways in a Corvette the size of a cat.
It's still pretty good, though.
Crawled out, legs wide open.
I would pay money to see that original photo because I remember laughing for 5 days straight.
We did laugh a good hearty laugh.
Okay. Well, Rachel's coming up next. I wanted to get through this one real quick. Man charged with DUI hit and run after speeding down I-95 with airbags deployed and the front end wrecked.
Ow. Were the airbags at least deflated, or were they like fully blown?
Can I read it?
Airbags.
I'll read it again. This is a fun one. Man charged with DUI hit and run after speeding down I-95 with airbags deployed and the front end wrecked. Here's the picture of the young gentleman that we are speaking so highly of. He looks like a winner. A Margate Ryan man was arrested on a charge of driving under the influence Monday after deputies saw him barreling down I-95 at 90 miles per hour with his car's airbags deployed and the front end smashed.
I'm just laughing because I'm imagining the airbags are fully inflated still and like his face is smushed. You can't really see.
Hey, Royce.
Yo.
I can't find the Car Fashion website, but I'm finding like all these kind of like Zagat user review ratings.
Of
Zagat reviews restaurants.
Of, or, you know, like those like Better Business Bureau things.
Of your car club?
Oh, no, yeah. No, Ryan. Ryan, you're thinking of Cat Gets, which reviews cat car clubs.
It is a restaurant.
It gets three and a half paws out of five.
Yeah, I can actually give you the Better Business Bureau rating on it.
I have to say this joke real quick. I don't know what comedian said it, but it made me piss my pants. He goes, have you ever been to a restaurant and it says Zagat rated? It doesn't tell you the rating. That's like dating a girl and she said she's HIV tested. She doesn't say if it was positive or negative, just that she was tested.
Okay, well, the police officer saw this man with the airbags deployed. He says, I did not wait a minute. I did drink today. A shirtless and shoeless man told the deputy.
Wait, so he's wearing no shirt, no shoes. No problem. And he has inflated airbags and he's still driving on the highway.
Hey, officer, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. The deputy stopped on US 27 shortly after 3:48 p.m. Monday, north of PGA Boulevard in Palm Beach Gardens. He says the guy was dirty. He smelled like alcohol and had slurred speech. Oh, so Dutch and Royce. And red glassy eyes when the deputy.
You smell like alcohol and cats.
I don't
know what that. I know, which is so weird that you smell like one. Glassy eyes. That's your pogo, don't you? I'm meaning to tell you. Glassy eyes when the deputy spoke with him.
Smell like again.
Yeah, you don't even have one, which is weird. He was also foaming at the mouth and throwing up and had to be up out of his vehicle. He was foaming at the mouth and throwing up. It's that crazy wolf that they didn't kill. He's back again biting people. He pleaded with the deputy not to arrest him.
It's America.
He says, I was in an accident today and did not. He said, I was in an accident today and I didn't stop. He couldn't say where the accident was, but he did say his friend would not press charges. Those statements earned him a hit and run charge as well, which is an additional charge for driving under the influence and resisting an officer. The deputy described as anxious, apologetic, excited. It says, I also tried to hide my gun from you.
He had a gun!
Wow.
According to the report, he became sleepy in the back of the police cruiser.
This guy's a winner.
I love this guy. I want him on the show.
Records show that he has been arrested in Florida twice before. In 2008, Lauderhill police arrested him on a charge of driving under the influence last year. He was arrested by North Miami Beach Police Department on battery and the officer battery and selling an officer marijuana.
Everything they possibly can do.
The thing is
that
the picture you showed, he doesn't
look like it.
There's dumb people and there's smart people, and this guy just looks like an idiot.
I know. He
looks so dumb. I think it's that blank stare.
He was released from jail Tuesday without bail. He could not be reached for comment, probably because his Boost mobile phone is disconnected, despite a call. Hey, I'm expecting a call. He's the guy by a payphone saying, I'm expecting a call. All right, we got to wrap up. Dutch, you want to do the Neglect the Hippo text? Red Show coming up next. All right, so stay tuned for that, you ungrateful dicks.
Any other plugs real quick?
Yeah,
Mark Out Radio after that.
I want to plug.
Mark Out Pepper.
Yeah, check them out because they're always plugging us. So their last show was fucking hilarious, by the way. We were laughing totes hard. That's how the kids say it, right? Totes hard?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how they do.
So neglect the text, you fucking queer.
Yeah, Joel.
All right. This guy sounds like the David Fincher of ass pussy movies. I wonder what angles he uses.
Fair enough.
Let's see. Off the court. Sorry. One more time.
Hurry up.
Off the court, he slams Chloe's
ass pussy.
I like it.
And neither one... Oh, sorry. And neither one gets their period so hot.
You, Dutch, you were about as graceful as a stroke when you did that.
Dude, I can't. I have it in different font tonight, and I can't read it. I didn't do something. Hold on. Let me enlarge this real quick.
Okay.
Red show, I apologize. Let me do this right.
One more time.
And neither one of them gets their period. So, it's hot.
Okay, not bad. Dutch,
referring to the Russian.
Before we go, Dutch.
Lesbians. Statement from actual wolf.
Shower.
Quote, well, look at the faggot. End quote.
I mean, all I'm saying is if you shower, the cat smell will go away. It's not difficult, man. Like, they sell special soap, like prescription soap for it. So,
and the last one. You know. Tech blogs are the ones who use, quote, alphabet.
I don't get it. Like, is there a litter box in your house? Is that the reason why? Maybe you don't know about it. Maybe the people before there had
guys,
a litter
Red
box.
Show's really trying
hold on. Is this a real thing?
Oh, we got to go.
Red Show.
Bye, guys.
But no, we got 20 seconds left.
Red Show. We're a minute late.
Okay, they can hold on for a second. We need to figure this out. What's going on?
What I'm telling you. Okay, here's the thing. What I'm trying to explain to you is that you smell like a cat, and it's very weird because I know you don't own one. And it's making us all worry about you because we think your insides are dying, and that's the smell.
Hey!